that we are two hands together and say, Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, in this service, we welcome the revelation of the written word. Our hearts are ready and our faith is out to receive the truth that is only found in Jesus Christ. Together as a church, we behold Jesus Christ, your Son, even as he sees us again. He's glorified and we're edified. Amen. We're looking at our confession of faith. Matthew's Gospel 28. Our confession of faith.
Shared something with those around in our Bible teaching meetings that I just want to repeat again this morning.
Seriously,
Thank you.
prophecy will come to pass. So,
yes.
Daniel 5. So it's the king that never began to listen and listen till 2 Samuel 5. Because king,
and what is the commandment? Sure.
how important is this? Romans chapter 10. Let's look. Romans 10.
Thank you.
forever.
Thank you. circumcision, the new heart and the new spirit.
Thank you.
offer great commission by choosing 70 elders. 70 men.
To the nations.
Where did they go? Did they hear this? Did they hear this? upon all flesh. Isaiah 66 verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good tidings to the weak. Isaiah 54. And the street. And the blessing from my offspring. That is the work of ministry. Hallelujah. Are you hearing this? This is what it says. So, as a nation, was Israel called the Son of God? That was the 39. As a nation, as a son of God, means who carries out your work? One who is at your right hand, one who does your work, one who inherits your responsibilities. So the Son of Man, my Son, attend to my words. So man is not such person. What is it talking to? A nation. A nation that answered God's Son. The crying of God to my sins. Second Samuel 7, verse 8, 12, 13, and 14, Jesus is called that seed of David. What does it mean that God's mission to the nation of Israel in the Exodus is what was of God in the Great Commission? Simply, we state God's eternal work in the earth. Tell Israel, the Lord your God is one. It can't Yahweh, Elohim, Israel, Shema. Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Look at Mark 12. So it's one, two things happen in one corner. You have the Spirit of God. All of the Spirit. That's it. Is that the difference? You have the Spirit of God. All the Spirit. Papa. Mark 12. What is the first commandment of all? 28. 29 says, first of all, the commandment is, Israel. The Lord our God is one of the very Lord of the Lord of the Lord of the Lord of the So this is the message of the gospel. This is the announcement. The Lord of the Lord is one. His servant is king, his Messiah. So our hearts and mouths are involved in this work. Look at it. Look at it. With your heart and your mouth. You know, the baptism of an area from the 5, 6 to 12, 13, and 14. Our heart and mouth. So, this means that the two critical elements of God working on earth is there. Yes. new earth. Psalm 10, verse 1 and 2. So even in Romans 9, 17, if you have received the gift of righteousness, and remain in life now in Jesus Christ. speaks from all of them came to this world. But it says to my Lord, not just my baby has no children, not just what he said, shakes up my right hand. That's English, actually. So this is how the thing that is right there, we have a little bit about that, we have a sack, we have a right hand of God. What people think he's referring to is that we are seated now. We are seated now. So, we have a big one, and we have a big one, and so we are
and have two, you have everything in mind. Then
you
have them
done that. No! That one sits.
So, how do I tell this one? Is even one more sharp? YASHAD. If you come and see it, in the house, in the belief of God, B-A-Y-I-T-H, there is a family of God, the resting place of God forever. Hallelujah. There is a God.
Yeah.
will touch it. That's
what you say.
That's what you're saying.
Isaiah 33 is an outpouring of the Spirit. Now that 2016, God's very temple.
What we need to call upon is the Hebrew word choir. Q-A-R-A. Q-A-R-A.
I'm going to move very quickly now.
Q-A-R-A. It's not just one verse of the choir. He called the light day and the darkness night. He called it. And then he says in verses 2. And then called the animals. Called the woman. Then verses 4:25. Men began to call upon the name of the Lord. So the corpus of the wicked maker is the right word of Mikra, M-I-K-R-A. It means not just by mentioning, it means an acknowledgement, a recital. To read and recite, it means to think upon it, it means to shout it, it means to preach it. So we have the right word, it means to study it. It is for worship and service. Worship and service. He said that all upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So Paul in Romans 10 says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, the two elements we saw earlier, you will be saved. That takes us to the Lord is here, Emmanuel. We have confession. Emmanuel. H-O-M-O. L-A-G-E-O. H-O-M-O. L-A-G-E-O. Emmanuel. The two words in here. O means together. H-O-M-O-E-O. Logos is thought, speech, and conclusion. Thought, speech, and conclusion. It is all. What are the two things we are referring to at least two? So, confession will mean half and mouth to agree. To agree with the Lord, to agree with a thought, a speech, or a conclusion. To agree with a thought, a speech, or a conclusion.
Is this very promise?
Not
chapters later, earlier, John 1:20. John's Gospel, chapter 1, and verse 20. This is John the Baptist. He confessed and denied not, but confessed and not the Christ. That is an acknowledgement. So, when Jesus spoke to those three prophets and they professed to believe, they acknowledged. Okay? A fact and an event. So, John is acknowledging by denying. John 9:22. Our sins, if he is faithful, grace and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
That's why 1 John 2:23, whoever denies the Son, the same, hath not the Father. And if not acknowledge the Son, does not have the Father. 1 John 4:2. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus is come in the flesh is in God. It means to acknowledge. To acknowledge Jesus. The understanding that confesses not that Jesus is Christ. 1 John 4:15. Jesus is the Son of God, then believe in Him and see in God. 2 John 17.
Thank you.